You need to understand something at this point. We are not supposed to know how to do this thing. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 in the Passion. For it was only through this wonderful grace that we believed in him. Nothing we did could ever earn this salvation, for it was the gracious gift from God that brought us to Christ. So no one will ever be able to boast. For salvation is never a reward for good works or human striving. We aren't supposed to know. What we are doing is unlearning everything we've been taught by the world. We're in his school, the school of the Spirit. This is where we are now learning to say yes to him. Because you can't say no and Lord in the same sentence, remember. But we're still caught striving. Human effort equals sweat and failure. Sin, repent, sin, repent. Show me a Christian who doesn't suffer from that and I'll show you a freed man. We do strive, don't we? To be something, to get somewhere, to feature. There's a reason, you know. We know we're not right. So we desperately try to put ourselves right, little recognising that God specialises in making sow's ears into silk purses. By that I mean he specialises and takes great delight in turning the sow's ears, which we are when we're first born again, into a silk purse. He sees the potential, not the actual. He always speaks to what we are becoming, not what we are. And the method he uses is what Bob Mumford calls his Ways and Means Committee. Circumstances, situations, people, life. He allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power. And things happen, good, bad, and sometimes downright ugly. He allows them. He doesn't cause them. He uses them to polish and hone us into something beautiful. He catches us, accepts us, and then he cleans us up like a fish, really, and all by his grace. Grace isn't something nebulous, as I've said before. Sometimes, I think, if need be, grace will grab you by the scruff of the neck and shake the daylights out of you. It's called circumstances. So the cleaning up is all his work, and we go through the crisis and the process of being beautified for our bridegroom. We can't unzip ourselves like a banana and take the bad stuff out that's inside. Leave that to the Holy Spirit. It's all him from start to finish, all grace from beginning to end, his plan from eternity, to have a people for himself, a people who would love him, not under duress, but willingly for who he is. A people who love him freely, not by coercion, who know him, know his goodness, his kindness and his love, his generosity, faithfulness, steadfast love, wisdom, joy and laughter. We have to settle it sometime. We're on a journey into the very heart of God himself, and we aren't expected to know. We are unlearning and relearning all day, every day. And like a child beginning to walk, we don't give up because we fall over occasionally. If a baby did that every time it fell down, it would never learn to walk. If you give up now, beloved, you won't learn to walk either. Remember, you are no longer a sow's ear, but he's making you into what he sees, a beautiful silk purse, fit for a king indeed. Welcome to the government of God in your life.